Can I get a statement about, or a question about last week's consent agenda? Or others?
That would be in the.
That would be in the public portion.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought that would be.
Item number seven, proclamation, Emma Brody.
Thank you, Council President.
If I can have Emma and Gabriel Rodriguez come up. And we'll have you both come up.
And also Gabriel Rodriguez.
And then we'll have the folks in the Marissa Tafaro Foundation, somebody there representing the foundation.
Biological solutions.
You have to bear with me, there's two separate packs with plaques with two separate names on it. So we're going to take care of Emma first. Emma Brody is a 2019 graduate of Piscataway High School who's earned varsity letters in cross-country swimming, track and field while excelling in the classroom, whereas the Marissa Tafaro Foundation was established to help pediatric patients in the greater Middlesex County area, and whereas community service is an integral part of the Marissa Tafaro Foundation mission, and whereas Emma was inspired to make every day count by a friend who ultimately succumbed to, I didn't, can't even pronounce it, muscular dystrophy? Okay, yeah, Duchenne, it's a type of Duchenne. Okay. And whereas Emma has volunteered for and participated in a range of various charitable endeavors such as Parent Project Muscular Dystrophy, and whereas Emma serves as an example to youth in our community throughout the high level of personal achievement, awareness, and community service, and whereas Emma has received the Tafaro Foundation GMC Student Athlete Scholarship, and whereas it is fitting to recognize the proud accomplishments of Emma as she begins her studies at Rutgers University, good school, my alma mater, and chose it right, and I therefore, Brian Wallen, the Mayor of Piscataway, and the Council of Township of Piscataway, do I heartily congratulate Emma Brody on your endeavors for all the hard work you did. So we're going to hold this, and whereas Gabriel Rodriguez is a 2019 graduate of Piscataway High School, where he distinguished himself as the captain of the varsity soccer and wrestling teams, president of the chess club, and member of the National World Language Honor Societies. And whereas, after watching and helping his sister win a courageous battle with kidney cancer, Gabriel wanted to give back to the community, sharing his kindness that his family had received. And whereas Gabriel volunteered for two summers at Sunrise Day Camp, a summer camp for children receiving cancer treatments for whom is in remission, traveling an hour each day to Staten Island. And whereas Gabriel was favored by the campers due to his phenomenal compassion and enthusiasm. And whereas Gabriel continues to volunteer at the camp, inspiring campers to move beyond their physical and emotional limitations. And whereas Gabriel serves as an example to the youth of our community through his high level of personal achievement and awareness and community service. And whereas Gabriel has received the Tafaro Foundation GMC Student Athlete Scholarship also. And whereas it's fitting to recognize Gabriel's wonderful accomplishments as he begins his studies at NYU Stern School of Business. And now, therefore, I myself, Brian Waller, the Mayor of Piscataway, and the Township Council of Dubai, extend congratulations and best wishes to Gabriel Rodriguez.
Go ahead, you're not scared.
Yeah, they don't bite.
We can't quite figure out why that.
They don't bite except on April 15th.
Thank you so much. I just want to thank the Mayor and the Township Council for recognizing two of Piscataway's finest student athletes. The Marissa Tafaro Foundation was established just over 2 years ago in loving memory of my daughter, who died 2 years ago. She was born with a complex cardiac defect, underwent six open heart surgeries, had two life-threatening conditions that necessitated a heart transplant, had a successful heart transplant, but unfortunately contracted a rare form of cancer that claimed her life. I also happen to be a sports writer with the Home News Tribune and the Courier News, so I've been privileged to cover Rutgers and Greater Middlesex Conference athletics for almost 30 years now. So I've come across thousands and thousands of student athletes, and I can say with, or unequivocally, that these two embody all that is outstanding in the classroom, on the field, and beyond, and their community service is exemplary, and the township should be so immensely proud of Emma and Gabe, and the entire Piscataway High School community, which has supported our foundation. Football, wrestling, baseball, swimming, bowling programs, basketball, and so many other sports. So I want to just thank you from the bottom of my heart, Mayor and the Township Council, for recognizing these two outstanding student athletes. Thank you so much.
Chapter 17, Property Maintenance, adding Section 17-2.6A, Dumpsters and Containers, was introduced on the 23rd day of July 2019 and passed the first reading, and was published on the 26th day of July 2019. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on August 13, 2019, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published, together with the notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 19-21.
This is open to the public. Any comments? Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Seated, please take a vote.
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Barron?
Yes. Item number 10, ordinance on first reading, amended Chapter 21, Zoning Section 21-1102, General Parking Schedule. Is a resolution adopting ordinance. Mr. City, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council, Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Supplementing Chapter 21 Zoning of the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 24th day of September 2019. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Motion.
Have a second.
Second.
Seated, please take a vote.
Councilman Buller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Arnold?
Yes. Item passes. Item number 11, consent agenda. For efficiency, items have been consolidated to the consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials of these items have been distributed to the council in the advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed?
Councilman Buller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President
McCollum? Yes. Item passes. Item number 12, purpose certification and sufficiency of petition, energy, renewable energy.
Whereas on July 2nd, 2019, a committee of petitioners, the committee, comprised of Judy Payne, Anthony Weil, Kevin Dykema, Ann Bastian, and Alan Howard, submitted an initial petition under NJSA 40:69A-184 And whereas, as required by NJSA 40:69A-184, in order for the petition to be submitted to the Township Council, it was required to be signed by a number of legal voters of the Township of Piscataway, equal in number to at least 10%, but less than 15% of the total votes cast in the municipality at the last election at which members of the General Assembly were elected, subject to the restrictions set forth in NJSA 40:69A-192. And whereas required by NJSA 40:69A-187, the Township Clerk is required to independently review the petition and within 20 days determine whether the committee has complied with the requirements of the law to certify to a sufficient petition. And whereas on July 25th, 2019, the Township Clerk notified the committee of the insufficiency of the petition and informing them of their right to file an amended petition within 10 days correcting the insufficiencies. And whereas on August 2nd, 2019, the committee filed a secondary petition amending the initial filing, the amended petition, with the Township Clerk. And whereas on August 7th, 2019, the Township Clerk notified the committee of the sufficiency of the amended petition, as required by NJSA 40:69A-188. And whereas under the applicable law, the Township Clerk is required to certify to the sufficiency or insufficiency of the petition or amended petition, as the case may be, informing the Township Council of and presenting to them the ordinance, the petition, and amended petition seeks the Township Council's action on. And whereas required by NJSA 40:69A-190, upon a certification of the sufficiency of the petition, the Township Clerk shall submit the ordinance to the Township Council for its consideration, with that ordinance having been deemed to have already had a first reading and required notice, and shall be submitted to the Council for a public hearing. And whereas required by NJSA 40:69A-191, if within 20 days of the submission of the certified petition to the Township Council, the Council fails to pass the ordinance requested by the amended petition in substantially the same form requested, the Municipal Clerk shall submit the ordinance to the voters, unless at least 4/5 of the committee requests the amended petition be withdrawn. I, Melissa A. Cedar, Municipal Clerk of the Township of Piscataway, hereby certify that the amended petition submitted to my office on August 2nd, 2019, and reviewed by my office, has met the requirements of the applicable law. And I hereby submit the ordinance contained in the amended petition to the Township Council, with the ordinance having been deemed to have already met the notice requirements of first reading, and shall have a public hearing on August 13, 2019.
Item number 13, ordinance on a second reading, authorizing the establishment of the government energy aggregation program that phases in 100% preferability, regionality, source of renewables by 2035. This is open to the public. Resolution about the ordinance. Senior, please read the ordinance.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled authorizing the establishment of a government energy aggregation program that phases in 100% preferable regionally sourced renewables by 2035 was introduced by initiative petition filed on July 25, 2019, amended on August 2, 2019, and deemed sufficient on August 7, 2019, and pursuant to NJSA 40:69A-190, was deemed to have had first reading upon certification of sufficiency by the Township Clerk. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on August 13, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with the notice of data passage approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance, if passed, shall be assigned to number 19-22.
Mr. President, can you get a little closer to your mic? It's hard to hear you. Yeah, just bring it closer or something. It's too awful back.
Can't hardly hear you.
Yeah.
So this is Ann Bastian, 113 Fountain Avenue. I've been here before on behalf of the environment in Piscataway, and I want to speak to this resolution as an opportunity for the town to take a leap forward. In a time that we have really a climate crisis on our hands, there's such urgency to take action to move forward and to move other townships forward. So we know that Woodbridge has moved on this, Highland Park is in the process, and other towns around us and around the state. It's passed, the ordinance was passed by the council in New Brunswick last year. So Piscataway can help move this all forward and join sizable townships across the state in making sure that we are part of the solution and not part of the problem. And this is a good first step. It's a big first step. And it's one that also allows residents to opt in or out. It allows businesses to join. We could have considerable improvement in our air quality overall as a result. And that is an issue. If you were here last month, every single day over 90 degrees had an air quality alert. That's not good. It's not good for our kids. It's not good for seniors or people with health issues. But mostly, it's not good for the future. And we have to join the future. We have to be part of making this change happen. And we cannot delay further. So I urge you to pass the resolution.
Hi, Herb Sarbus, 411 Newmarket Road. I'm also here to encourage you to adopt this ordinance today rather than put it to the voters in November. That three-month delay may be critical. The IPCC report says that we have less than 11 years to reverse or take serious action to reverse the potential effects of climate change. And additionally, with this ordinance, it's projected that the cost of the energy will go down, and the cost of renewable energy has been dropping rapidly in the marketplace. So I feel it's in everyone's best interest to pass this ordinance tonight.
Stacey Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway, and in addition to what Ann mentioned, those of us that have small kids with asthma, we actually check the air quality index. You can do it on your, it shows up on your phone on the weather app, and you can actually see where it says, and I tracked it last month, and there were more days that where we had poor air quality for sensitive groups with health issues than not, and that, it's a problem for families, both with small kids with asthma and seniors with respiratory issues. We just think this is a great way for Piscataway to lead and to really make sure that our community is a place that's safe and healthy for everyone. I was out talking to neighbors in our area last night and doing our little community survey, and we're asking people, what their concerns about are concerned about. And one of the things that came up over and over and over again was climate change, both nationally and whether our elected officials nationally are going to do something, and what we could do here locally together. And this was a really good first step for our community to take. So we hope that you'll vote for this tonight and not delay it any longer.
Council President, my name is Junior Romero. I'm with Food and Water Watch at 100 Bayard Street in New Brunswick. First and foremost, I want to thank the clerk and her office for going through all the petitions. It's not an easy task, and it's very laborious, so thank you so much for going through that. The council today has an opportunity to do what New Brunswick did last year, which is pass one of the most aggressive, progressive local renewable energy ordinances in New Jersey. Transitioning Piscataway towards 100% renewable energy in the next 15 years, which is in line with the climate science that tells us that we need to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions exponentially in order to adequately fight climate change. What better way, in the face of federal inaction, for Piscataway Township to take bold, progressive climate leadership here in town and potentially save money? New Brunswick, they have an 18-month contract, and they're going to see savings per household of about $100 a year. It's basically the bulk purchasing, just like going to Costco when you buy in bulk. The single unit is usually cheaper. It's the same with energy, the same with community energy aggregation. Knocking doors over the last couple of months was not easy. We had consensus from voters. Many of your constituents, I believe, we knocked in every district here in Piscataway. And the consensus was clear. They want Piscataway to take bold action on renewable energy, bold action fighting climate change, especially in the face of federal inaction. So, you know, if this goes to the ballot, we look forward to a spirited campaign. We're ready to get boots on the ground. But we, just like Herb echoed, we don't think it should wait till November. We think we can take action now. Think of the many tons of carbon we could be reducing in the 3 months ahead of putting this on the ballot and taking action today. I'm very happy to see it's on second reading today. This council just has a good opportunity to take bold leadership. I believe the mayor was at a roundtable with Congressman Pallone and the mayor of New Brunswick, where Congressman Pallone and the mayor of New Brunswick were talking about how great their New Brunswick energy aggregation program is. We look forward for Piscataway to also getting into that program, whether it's today or in November. So thanks so much for considering this, and we hope you vote yes today. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. We know you're here because you want to serve people. You want to make things better. You know.
We need your name and your.
Oh, man, sorry. My name is Alan Gerber. G-E-R-B-E-R, like the baby food. Unfortunately, no relationship. But I missed out on plumbing the knives I married for love instead of money. I'm at 24 Westport Boulevard North in Piscataway, New Jersey. Okay. So, seeing who we have in the White House with his administration. We need to go back in the future, not 100 years back in the past. Bad things happen if good people do nothing. So you are all good people, and we need this to get going so we can move on in the future instead of going backwards. Very, very important. Not only just for us, but for our children and our grandchildren. So I ask you to make sure to get this thing passed. Thank you very much.
Hello, my name's Sheila Mazar. I live at 46 Wickley Avenue in Piscataway. I'm here tonight because I am in agreement with this ordinance, and I also want to thank all the people that have been out collecting signatures. In 2018, I was very happy to read about the program initiated in New Brunswick, and I was hoping that Piscataway would one day initiate the program as well. So I'm very happy to hear that it's progressing and possibly being passed. Since our federal government seems to be incapable of finding methods to confront climate change, the climate change crisis, I feel that it's up to our state, county, and municipal governments. So I'm asking you tonight to seriously consider this proposal and pass it. After all, this program is a win-win for all Piscataway residents. What Piscataway resident wouldn't like to see a $100 per year drop in their energy costs? And it's also a win-win for our planet. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Noble Mazar, and I'm with her. I'm at 46 Wickley Avenue. She lets me. And the reason I'm up here making a statement is that I'm not speaking for myself. I'm 72 years old. I'm here to speak for my children, grandchildren, and the children of the world yet unborn. We owe them something. We owe them a clean environment. And because of that, I also am in favor of this ordinance. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Gustas Mills, and I'm at 58 Curtis. I'm here to raise a concern concerning the ordinance conditions in certain neighborhoods. We need to take
This is
more action.
Sorry, sir, but this is just for the ordinance regarding the renewable energy ordinance.
Ordinance and critical health issues, if you want to call it that. There are homes out there that are junkyards. We need these things taken care of.
Yeah, we can talk about the junkyards on the public portion. This is just for specifically for the renewable ordinance. Thank you.
Close the public portion. You come to council.
So, Councilman, I just wanted to mention that I think that the hard work that you folks did is awesome. I think there isn't anyone on this council who doesn't agree that we need to move towards 100% renewables. I do know that we don't know everything involved with the costs in this. However, I would like to see if anyone else on the council wants to talk about this now before we go to a vote.
I do, Gabrielle. So one of the things I would to like to say that, again, I want to thank the public for coming out and you know, voicing your opinion. Many of you have been to many council meetings in the past. The opportunity to have the public vote on it and to hear what it is that you feel is very important to not only myself, but to my fellow council colleagues here. I do think that what we need to do is have some further discussion with some of the towns like New Brunswick. So I know Mr. Romero and Ms. Ann Bastian, I mean, they've come out, and Mr. Sid, we've seen you at a number of meetings, and we thank you for all the literature that you have shared with us. I keep it, and I think it's very, very valuable. But I will say that I would like the opportunity to speak to some of the other towns like in New Brunswick and other towns that are have opted to go down this path.
Yes, again, I want to thank you all for coming out and doing all of your hard work. It's very clear that we are on the same page here, but my position as an elected official is to do the due diligence for everybody in this community and make sure that this ordinance is one that's going to work for our entire community here financially. And I think we need to do our due diligence with the towns that have already opted in and make sure that these people are getting that much money back and aren't paying more money. So I think that we have been already sitting down with some of the other towns. We have had meetings with New Brunswick and Highland Park both. I know our business administrator and some of the officials have already sat down with them to discuss how it's working for them, because we need to do our due diligence for the entire community to make sure that it's going to work for all of us.
I'm sorry, Council President, may I just say that we're meeting with Highland Park, is that accurate, Mayor? It is, to discuss this?
Yeah, other than
education services.
Education services.
The education services, okay.
Yes. Do I have a motion?
Yes. Due to the comments which I've heard, and we are very much interested in our community, I would like to propose at this time to table the ordinance. Ordinance. Okay.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Sue, did you take the roll?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman McCollum?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Irwin?
Yes. Item number 14, announcement and comments from officials. Jim?
None at this time, thank you.
None at this time. Actually, just one thing. So this will mean that our residents will decide in November.
Go ahead.
No. Yes. Well, they could have a special meeting in the next week and vote for it then.
You can still have a special meeting.
Yeah.
So
what this actually means, and I'm looking at council, is that we're tabling it so we can get some other, some additional feedback, and then we can make a decision. Am I correct?
Oh, so that's good. Okay, thank you for the clarification.
Can we get
a special
by the next council session?
No, it has to go before. You have to go to the mic.
Is it possible?
One second, when we get to the one more item, and then we can, you can ask that question.
All right, it's about this you know.
Yeah, we can close the public portion of this item, but in the actual open to public portion, you can definitely make comments.
All right, I just have a question about this particular thing.
I don't have any other comments.
If I may, Council President, we've been working with the bond company that deal with the company that bankrupt with the current work for our 2019 road program. They were able to hire a contractor to finish out the section that was under construction with Park Avenue. We're expected to mill and pave that before school opens. However, the other 20-plus streets that are still outstanding there, they're still working on receiving proposals from other concrete companies, so to speak, to finish out the balance of work. So basically what happened is we have the contract amount that we authorized with the prior one before we went bankrupt, and then the bond company will be paying the difference of whoever they get to come in and do the balance of the work. So fortunately, as much as we tried to get a lot of this work done this year, it's not going to happen because of the bankruptcy issue. By the way, we're not the only town that's having this problem. This company had other large contracts throughout the county, so there's a lot of towns in the same predicament.
Item number 15, open to the public. Please state your name, your address, and know you have only 3 minutes and wish to speak.
Anthony Wild, 2250 Plainfield Avenue North, Piscataway. And I would hope that you guys will give strong consideration to this. The money, saving money, is a side benefit. Saving our children and future generations and the planet is what really this is about. So, I mean, it really, and I really hope that it will not take going to the ballot in November, and that you'll actually have the chutzpah to act on it. I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Martin. I second this idea that we have some urgency here and that it's very important to act. I'm also concerned that this be an open process. And one of the things that's great about the Faulkner Act, and it was passed as an anti-corruption measure in New Jersey politics some years back, is that people will know what's going on, when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen, and have the right to participate. So I'd like some clarification from the council. If you are tabling this motion, when do you intend to take it up again? And what notice will we have of that meeting? Will it be at a public council meeting so that it can be recorded and the discussion can be continued? I want to know what the process is here so we can make sure this is an open process.
So I'm looking to council. Would this be something that we could add as an agenda item at our future council meetings?
You have 20 days from when the cedars. Sorry, you have 20 days from when the clerk certified the petition as satisfying the statutory requirements in order to take action. I'm looking at Raj just to confirm if I've got my dates right.
20 days, and what is the date that, is it tonight, the night that it was confirmed?
No, it's August 7th. She had to do it within 5 days of the resubmission, so August 2nd, and I think the committee received a notice on August 7th, and that's when the certification was made. This was the formal announcement of the certification at the next public meeting, but it was August 7th.
So do you intend to take this up at the next council meeting in a public way?
So any consideration of this by the council as a body would have to be done at a public meeting. If a meeting is not scheduled within the 20 days, you'd have to schedule it. You need 48 hours notice with the newspapers to do that. And of course, all decisions are in public. If you've completed your due diligence and you're comfortable by that time, you can take action. If you have not completed your due diligence and you're not comfortable with taking action before the 27th of the month, then the item would go on the ballot for the public to decide.
Great, thank you. We're very happy to go to the ballot, but it would be much better if you guys just took the lead. Thank you.
And Alan Gerber, 24 Russell Boulevard North in Piscataway, New Jersey. Michelle, I had a question for you. You met with the people from Highland Park, correct? You haven't met with anybody yet? Oh.
You said.
The we was the township.
No, I said our business administrator met with Highland.
You didn't, but
no. Okay, well, not what, with Highland Park. They've met with New Brunswick.
And then with New Brunswick. So
but we are scheduling meetings with other towns to see how it's working for them.
Okay, so far what you found from
anybody
what
else
people,
pass it?
How has it worked out so far?
Woodbridge, I believe.
No, I've talked to someone about New Brunswick.
Yeah,
and
I know.
It was very positive.
Okay, so it was buzz. Okay, so I just want to try to fast track this a little bit, not make it, you know, 6 months go by and nothing is going on. So
yeah, so when you make a commitment, mm-hmm. you have to make a commitment for everybody in our community.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I think it's only fair that you do your due diligence and find out that it is working for those that are using it.
And how long has this been going on though with the due diligence to check?
I don't know.
We're talking 2 months. We're talking a week. We're talking.
If I may, the professional staff's been meeting with some other communities for the last couple of weeks.
Last couple of weeks. Okay. All right. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just trying to move on. Can I also ask one other thing? The bridge that's going from Highland on East Avenue into River Road there,
Landway
Bridge, that side going from that way over to River Road. There's a section of that that's always been horrible. I don't know if it was paid for by the tire companies. How can we get this thing fixed? They're going to put a new bridge there, I understand that, but it would like take 1-2 hours to just put some tar on there or something so that it's not ripping up everybody's tires. And I never know who is responsible for that.
There's many questions in that, several questions in the one question. The state of New Jersey is responsible for the bridge over the DNR Canal. They are scheduling in 2022 to reconstruct that section of the bridge, which means it'll be shut down for, I think, a year. So Landing Lane Bridge is going to be shut down for a year.
What year was that, Mayor?
I think 2022 is the scheduled date.
Is there some way to ameliorate that situation temporarily?
They do temporary fixes out there, but the patches keep coming out. Thus why they're trying to expedite getting the project out to bid. It's a lot more complicated than it is out there because you're dealing with the DNR Canal Commission, the Historical Commission, the DEP. There's about 5 different agencies that are involved with that one little small section of the bridge. So what may be common sense to the general public who travel over that or bike or walk every day, however, it takes a very long process. So 2020, I think spring of 2022.
Can they try to make this speed this up a little bit here? I mean, I understand, it's
my advice is
I just got a new car, so
attorney,
yeah, I know.
Attorney, we know.
That's
fast
for the Department of Transportation.
I have faith in all of you that you're going to get this done in a very timely manner, especially you, Mayor. You can do anything. So please, I'm begging you. Okay, thank you.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No. I want a glass.
Okay, one glass. Okay. You want a glass.
Stacey Berger, 233 Ellis Parkway. So I have a couple of questions about what your due diligence entails. Can
Can you sort of describe what you're looking for to find out what kind of questions you're asking, and whether it's just the BA that's going to the meetings, or whether you're all going to the meetings?
Well, we all can't go to meetings, because that would not
be... Oh, right, you're not all going
we
to meetings,
that,
but
right,
some of you...
We
do, right. I'm asking if you're all... some of you could go to New Brunswick, some of you could go to Woodbridge, some of you could go to Highland Park. I'm not sure what it is that you're looking for that hasn't been available to you for the last 16 months.
Right. May I jump in one quick second to answer that? So I don't know what, and I understand that there are contracts that have to be signed and then you're locked into a rate. I don't have all the information to understand, I think we as residents get solicitation from these other third-party companies like Direct Energy and what have you. I've heard stories from residents that were not good about that. Some stories that were. In other words, they locked into a contract, but after a certain time, then the rate went up. I want to know, what does this cost our residents? And I understand they can opt in or opt out. But if in that contract time, and we don't know in advance what the rate is, I think that's where my concern is, and that I would like to have more. All I want is more information. I think everyone on this council wants 100% renewables.
I guess the challenge we're struggling with in the audience and the viewing public at home is this issue has been brought up here and brought up here and brought up here and brought up here for the last at least a year. So I'm wondering sort of at what point is there due diligence and what point is there just not?
I think we explained that this evening. We did tell you that we were moving forward. We were having meetings with some of the other towns.
Right. Well, you said you were, but then you said it wasn't you. So I'm trying to understand who is.
Are
you going to the meetings, Council?
Administrator did the meeting in New Brunswick. I clearly did say the business administrator had a meeting with New Brunswick.
Okay. I'm asking if you are personally going to any meetings. Is anybody on the council going to any meetings to try to clarify what you're learning? How are you going to get the information?
Council President, this is not a Q&A here.
We'll get it from the business administrator. If I can just interrupt, I do want to make one clarification. But this particular movement, which I think we're all in agreement on, that this is the way to move forward. But I didn't have this. Mr. Romero was not in front of me a year ago with this very same ordinance. However, I do know that our town is somewhere plus 30%, isn't it, if I'm correct, 35% maybe, already into renewables. Our township is. And that is by just some of the things that we've been doing here in town.
Which is great.
It is. No, absolutely. So I don't think that anyone here is disputing or arguing this point. I think that for me to take this action that represents the entire town, I'd just like an opportunity to get that information from Highland Park and maybe some more details from New Brunswick. And if we can move forward, then let's do it. If we feel that it's more important for the residents to vote on it, then let's do that. I don't know what we disagree upon here.
I would ask if you can commit to having another meeting before the deadline, if you would, one way or another.
Not until I have all the information.
Well, you could decide to vote no, but you won't commit to saying whether or not you'll have another meeting by the 27th.
As I said, Council President, this is not a Q&A.
I'm not speaking to you. I'm talking to the Council President, and he runs the meeting. Let him run his meeting. Okay, so that's a no. So then my next question probably is also going to be a no. Do we have any idea what the membership fee is going to be at the community center? Well, coming along great. We're really super excited that you all have moved forward on it after 4 years.
If I may, we're in the process of putting an RFQ out for proposals for companies to operate the center.
Okay, if I wasn't Q&A. Last question, and I'm not sure who answers this one, so maybe Raj knows. Are there minutes from these meetings? Because there's no approval of the minutes from the last meeting here, and there's no approval from last month's meeting. There's no minutes from the meeting before. I'm pretty sure you have to have minutes and you have to approve them.
There are minutes. They have to be transcribed by the clerk,
okay. And
then they're submitted to the council for approval.
So there weren't any minutes approved today, and there weren't any minutes approved at the last meeting. So I'm sure, I know Ms. Cedar has been very busy. We're doing 1,500 signatures, but is there a time at which we might expect to see the minutes?
I'm sure it'll be soon. I know she's a little short-staffed and a little backed up right now. And
I went back a few agendas and I haven't seen the minutes in a long time. I'm wondering.
They're usually approved. They're always on the agenda. You'll see them when they're prepared and ready for submission to the council.
Okay. Thanks.
Council President, Junior Romero, 100 Bay Street. President, I just wanted to, first and foremost, I hope the council will consider having a special meeting. It does have to be a special meeting, I believe, because there will not be a regular council meeting in between the deadline. So I really hope the council schedules a meeting so we could have another discussion, just like we're having a good discussion, I think, now on the future of Skagway's renewable energy mix and fighting climate change locally. I do want to clarify something about how these ordinances are rolled out. So if the council were to pass this ordinance, then they would then solicit bids. For New Brunswick, I believe it was Good Energy that they ended up ultimately choosing, but they voted on that. They voted on that specific bid, and then that contract was set for 18 months. After that 18 months in New Brunswick is over, they will solicit more bids, or before that, hopefully they're soliciting bids, and then they will lock themselves into another time period. For the most part, they're usually one-year bids. New Brunswick took another measure and went 18 months, but they got a good rate. If Skagway, which is of a similar size, does even what New Brunswick did, and they went even farther than what the ordinance says. The ordinance says 30% by 2020 renewables. New Brunswick is actually starting at 50% renewables and even has a 100% renewable energy option. And both of those options are still saving ratepayers about $100 a year. So if we're looking at New Brunswick, Piscataway, very similar in the demographics, at least in population and households, I have no doubt that if the council were to pass this, they solicit bids, and then a couple of months they choose a bidder, they will have a savings of about $100 a year for residents. So again, we believe this is a win-win not only for residents and our climate. What seems to be the decision right now is whether or not our representative democracy will mirror what the voters of Piscataway have done by signing this petition, echoing their support for renewable energy and fighting climate change locally, or if they're going to have to show the option two from the Faulkner Act when representative democracy fails, direct democracy takes the win. And we believe this is a winning issue in November. We're going to make sure we get the vote out. We have funders already ready to help us get out the vote out. And I assure you, there will be a 50% plus one majority of voters in November if this goes to the ballot. Thank you.
February 607 Ellis Parkway. I'd just like to bring up some facts, if I may. After one of the June meetings, I had the pleasure of spending a little bit of time with your business manager, and he handed me a thick sheaf of papers, and I looked through it the next day. And what Piscataway is buying for its own uses are under 18-month contracts, and currently you're getting 43% of your energy from nuclear power. Personally, I'd rather have my power from solar panels, batteries, and windmills, but I thought you should be aware of those two facts. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Bill Irwin, 233 Ellis Parkway, Piscataway, New Jersey. Currently a member of the Piscataway Township Board of Education, so I should make clear that I'm speaking in my capacity as a private citizen who's interested in the issue of renewable energy, and not on behalf of the board, nor am I authorized to represent the board. So, that disclaimer said, I think when it comes to climate change, the risk of inaction is greater. The risk of doing nothing is greater than the risk of doing something. I do believe that those on the council are interested in the issue of climate change, that you are of the mindset that you would like to see things done to fight what's occurring in our communities and our nation because of climate change. And I also understand that you need to do your due diligence, of course. It would be irresponsible of you not to. Apparently we have about 2 weeks until August 27th, which I think would be the deadline. I would strongly encourage you to get that due diligence done. I believe that it can be done in that time frame. I can believe that it can be done the 2 days before that. That would be necessary for the 48-hour notice of the meeting, and that you could have a special meeting on August 27th and adopt this ordinance and really take a leading stance on this issue. It would be greatly appreciated by the people of Piscataway.
My name is Al Howard, 113 Fountain Avenue, and I'm married to Ann Bastian, who spoke earlier, just to clarify that. Well, I just want to make two points.
Happy anniversary.
And thanks again to Melissa Cedar for all the work that she did in this receiving these petitions. My two points are, first of all, this is a highly democratic measure that we're putting forward tonight. It's democratic in the sense that everyone can opt in and opt out. Local citizens, residents, as well as businesses can opt in and opt out. And then secondly, as Junior said, it's democratic in another sense of the word. But then beyond that, I think you can also find that local costs are lower through bulk buying, and that's proven. And I looked up some things to give you some evidence of that. There's the ISO New England. You can look that up, ISO New England. They have a website. It's a private company. They buy in bulk, and they can show you exactly how bulk buying reduces costs for everyone, all citizens, all residents.
I want to just acknowledge that, you know, I appreciate that because we're looking into the cost and we just thank you.
Okay, and then secondly, thank you very much. And secondly, the US EPA and the US Department of Energy, the US DOE, also has put out on their website and a booklet on lower, it's called Guide to Purchasing Green Power, and it's out of date now, but it also, it gives you evidence as to how, and you can find it online, how bulk buying reduces costs for everyone involved. So here's a democratic measure in a number of senses of the word, and here is a way in which lower costs can be obtained for the city itself, for the township, and for all residents who choose to opt in through a democratic procedure. How this cannot be passed, I don't really quite understand. I think Bill Irwin and others have pointed to the green threat, the crisis that we're under right now, and we need to move fast into green energy. Thank you very much.
Good evening again. Herb Tarbus, 411 New Market Road. With respect to the ordinance, I understand due diligence is important. Sometimes we just need to move forward because we need to move forward. And that's all I'm going to say about that. My other questions had to do with something that was on a consent resolution or consent agenda from last week, and that's the township's membership in the Central Jersey Joint Insurance Fund. So this is something I imagine is a large expense to the township. I don't know that it's been published exactly what that expense is. But I would like to know what the due diligence is. Due diligence is on that measure because there are multiple GIFs that the township could join. They could join the Middlesex County Community GIF, they could join the Garden State GIF, right? And there's and today I was looking briefly at the audited financial statement for Central Jersey GIF. And so I noticed that there's certain measures that these GIFs have, like the claim history, the administrative cost history, et cetera. So I think that that's something, I'm a little confused now when you talk about due diligence because that was on the consent agenda. So that means it was basically not much of a hearing. I'm not familiar with all the mechanics of the council. But so that's, I'm just learning about GIFs and I'm just curious as to what the due diligence is for that expense because I imagine it's about $1 million a year or so from the township.
It's $1.3 million.
Good question.
Okay, just one other thing. I contacted the Army Corps of Engineers today because I believe they own a property at 500 Edwards Avenue, which has not been maintained since they purchased it. So I did not get a response from them today, but there's a property that is in disrepair in Ward 1.
What was that address
again? 500 Edwards Avenue.
Excuse me, Council President.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that the gentleman in the back that came up, that he realizes.
You can come up now.
Yes.
You can come. No.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay. Sid Madison, 176 Blackford Avenue, Piscataway. And some of this will be repetitious, but I think it's important to think of the terminology I'm going to give you to go forward. Even though you're in the right place, you need to be really strongly in the right place. Climate crisis. You're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. I heard somebody say that earlier tonight. Why is it correct to use the term climate crisis? Issues before humans take two forms, those where the rules are set by humans and those where the rules are set by nature. In the first case, human issues, if the rules do not get the desired results, the rules are changed. For example, think about the Glass-Steagall Act of 1933, which separated investment and commercial banking, one of the causes of the Depression. In 1999, it was repealed and was, in part, a cause of the Great Recession of 2008. In 2010, legislation was passed that intended to limit the damage investment banking can do. Conclusion, human rules can be altered. In the second case, consider climate. The rules are set by nature, physics and chemistry in this case, and do not change. We cannot change the rules. We must respond or pay the price. Increasingly worse impacts from climate change. The price was defined in October 2008 by Special Report 15. Any increase in global warming, the cause of climate change, will be detrimental. The report honed in on the increase in damage caused by a rise in temperature between 1.5 and 2 degrees. In 2011, James Hansen said, 2 degrees of warming is actually a prescription for long-term disaster. Special Report 15 also reported that the likelihood of staying at or below 2 degrees is 66%. A 33% chance of long-term disaster. Bad odds when you consider the consequences, an existential threat to civilization. Let me emphasize the observation of the world's leading climate scientist. 2 degrees of warming is actually a prescription for long-term disaster. Climate scientist Robert Cullen of Rutgers observed the following referring to the report, the special report 15, also requires either that CO2 emissions are cut by about half from current levels over the next 12 years, or that we develop and massively deploy technologies for accelerating the natural removal of CO2 after 2050. These are both stretch goals, to say the least. That was the intermediate goal of providing a chance to reduce emissions for the 2 degree goal. 1/3 of a chance of disaster. Therefore, the use of the word climate crisis and the need for the saying, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
Motion. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
I have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
But wait.
I'd like to call the other meeting for September 10th. Okay. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 B01975, specifying the time, date, location, and to the extent known. The agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, two municipal library vaults. Provide a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification of the clerk, which will be entered in 2 minutes. Sid, please take a roll.
Councilman Buller?
Here.
Councilman Cahill?
Here.
Councilman Cahill? Councilman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilman McCollum?
Here.
Councilman Shaw?
Here.
Councilman Buller?
Here. Please stand for questions.
Justice for all.
second reading of amended chapter 14, section 1.3, fees, construction permit fees. This is open to the public resolution. Any comments or questions? Item number six, ordinance on a second reading, amending chapter 21, zoning section 21-1102, general parking schedule. This is open to the public resolution adopting ones. Any comments or questions?
Can you actually read what the ordinance says, not just that there is an ordinance?
This is only the agenda for.
This is the agenda.
Table.
Nobody's acting on it.
I know. I want to know what is going to be acted on next month.
Just reading the agenda meeting. Item number seven, ordinance on a first reading amending chapter 14, section 1.3. Fees, construction permit fees, resolution adopting ordinance. Item number eight, resolution authorizing award of bid, municipal building complex, parking lot improvements, contract one, bid opening September 5th, 2019. Any comments or questions?
Council President, just that's a rebid?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Item number nine, resolution authorizing refund and overpayment of taxes due to duplicate payment, various blocks and lots. Any comments or questions? Item number 10, motion to accept the clerk account August 2019. Any comments or questions? Item number 11, motion to accept the report of Division of Revenue August 2019. Any comments or questions? Item number 12, motion to receive and enter into minutes disturbance for the month of August 2019. Any comments or questions? Item number 13, announcements and comments from officials.
Yep. Nothing at this time. Thank you.
Council President, I forgot to mention that Councilman Cobb was remiss not to be here tonight, but he did want me to mention that he is in support of us moving forward with the environmental ordinance and once we do our due diligence. Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 15, open to the public. Please state your name, your address. I know you have 3 minutes in which to speak.
Sid Madison, 176 Blackford Avenue, Piscataway. I have a list of things that you can do for the climate crisis. There are four things. One of them has been already spoken about, which is to approve the renewable energy ordinance. And if I understand it correctly, you have to put out a notice by August 25th that you'll have a meeting on August 27th. So that's the next point. I certainly agree with everybody else, although I did not get stand up and say I approve of that. The other things that you can do, one of them is to revise the 2017 resolution number 17-387, which committed Piscataway to the position of the U.S. Conference of Mayors to the position that they have taken in 2019. The most significant change from 2017, the 2017 Piscataway resolution, is the addition of asking Congress to pass a carbon price, the component of carbon dioxide most responsible for global warming. Putting a price on carbon, called a tax or fee, can be done in a progressive way by returning the collected monies to the public in equal shares by households. And I mention that because progressive tax is very, very unusual, and fees are never. Fees are always set, and they are always regressive. There's proposed legislation in the House called H.R. 763, which would accomplish the above and many other goals. That's one of my four things. The next one is to pass the resolution asking Governor Murphy to enact a moratorium on fossil fuel projects in New Jersey. I submitted a draft of a resolution at a previous council meeting, and the detail should have been emailed to you, and I'd like to know what the process is for following up on that. My last item is that in addition to the responsibilities that you have for Piscataway and as part of the council, that you also say that I'm going to be a messenger to stop global warming when I'm outside of the council. You all have positions that give you the possibility of having a greater impact outside of your council responsibilities. Thank you.
Van Bastion, 113 Fountain Avenue. I've been sitting here after the last agenda really a little astonished that you tabled this motion, that despite your professed support for the goals, you didn't work towards them. In the time since I remember when Junior was here, maybe 6 months ago, handing you the actual ordinance and discussing why we were going forward with this, it's so important. And so the fact that we're now, you know, 2 weeks out of the deadline, that the due diligence has sort of been not taken too seriously, that the conversations haven't been had yet, that you're tabling something that cannot be tabled. You cannot table climate crisis.
That's right.
You can't sit as if this were the 20th century because it's the 21st. And let me just add, I'm not angry, but I am really upset because your job is to represent us and lead, not to dither while the planet burns. And I'd like to finally say, and I know you think this is some political ploy, it's not. It's a really heartfelt concern about what's going to happen to the kids who are going to live through a climate nightmare. And I think in the end, yes, it's a science issue. Yes, it's a cost issue. Yes, it's a good policy issue. But in the end, it is a moral issue. We are asking you to take moral leadership for the future of the planet because you have been given the power to do so from this community. And your failure to act is a moral failure to the future and to the people here. And I think you should go home tonight and plan how you are going to have a meeting on the 27th so that this vote can be taken. And let me assure you, we are plenty ready to go to the election. But why should we have to do that work when you can be doing the work of leading as representatives elected by the people?
Right, 607 Ellis Parkway. I would just like to add that as you do due diligence, keep in the back of your mind what happened with Hurricane Sandy. I believe that was largely, if not completely, due to climate change. I don't think you want to see the disruption in business and education and healthcare that we suffered through from that. I will tell you a little story. Back in the early 2000s, I went to a convention of reinsurance executives. One of the scientists for the reinsurance company, very large, well-known reinsurance company, by the way, predicted that Hurricane Sandy would hit. And I told my father-in-law, who at the time lived in Long Island, and I said, you ought to sell a house. Well, he didn't. And so the house miraculously didn't suffer as much damage as the neighbors. But the point is that there's no question that the threat that we're facing is large and not going away. Thank you.
Council President, Junior Romero, 100 Bay Street, New Brunswick. I just want to say that, reiterate that I am more than happy to meet with each of you all individually. I have offered to in previous meetings, and that offer still stands. We also have renewable energy policy experts that we are also happy to set up meetings with each of you all. I think it's great that you all are going to reach out to New Brunswick. I'm glad to hear New Brunswick is very happy with their program. I'm almost certain their constituents are extremely happy that there's a $100 a year with their program and also fighting climate change locally. One thing was mentioned about the opt-in, opt-out process. So yes, everyone will be opted into the program. However, everyone is allowed to opt out. due diligence to also inform people of their right to opt out. Most ordinances are written where they can opt out at any point during the contract. However, we've seen most towns that have done this, either Woodbridge or New Brunswick, or some North Jersey and South Jersey towns, that most people don't opt out. They're happy with the savings, and they're happy when, if towns do a renewable energy community energy aggregation, they're happy to use renewable energy, clean energy, solar, wind, geothermal, hydroelectric, not nuclear, not fossil fuels. Nuclear is not renewable energy. Nuclear creates nuclear waste. My family lives in Las Vegas. That's where they want to send all the nuclear waste, just a side note. Yucca Mountain's the name of the place. So anyways, I really hope that the council will give me a call. 909-202-5961 is my cell phone. Hold a meeting by the 27th. Thanks so much.
Council President, if I could, I want to thank Mr. Romero, because we locked eyes when the gentleman said that we could opt in, and we both shook our heads. Now, I think the confusion may be using the term opt in, opt out. You don't opt in, you're automatically included. You have the option to opt out.
And the opposite for businesses.
No, it's the opposite.
Anyone else wish to speak?
I have Alan Gerber, 24 Russell Boulevard North, Piscataway. I haven't been involved in all this that long, but you know, if you've had all these months to do due diligence, I would like to get a confirmation from the council tonight that you're going to be able to get your due diligence and have your meeting on the 27th, so the thing doesn't die out. Because we're all on the same side here. We're all on the same team. Am I correct, Mayor? Am I correct? Council.
I think everyone's in favor.
Right, right. And you want to have information at your beck and call. Just you got to give yourself a deadline. Okay, we have to have this done by a certain time. You've had a bunch of months already, so it's time to already get your information. Make sure that it doesn't, you know, go past the deadline. I will leave you the last item. Everyone heard of the Snows of Kilimanjaro, the books?
Yes.
Whether you read it or not, we all heard of it. Well, there's no more snow left on Kilimanjaro. Think about that. Okay,
sorry.
Do you all agree that you're going to be able to have your meeting on the 27th?
No, we didn't.
That's what I
can you just tell me that you're going to be able to get this meeting done by the 27th?
You're an attorney, I heard earlier.
No, I'm a musician.
Okay.
I was going to call it Russell, but I was too busy.
Sometimes it takes a long time to get your group together and get things worked out. I think the council will work diligently to get their due diligence done, but there's no way of knowing ahead of time if they're going to get all the information.
Well, Ms. Vega, how long have they had to work on this to get the due diligence? Anybody? How long? How many months?
6 months.
There's no time here, but our township, you know, again, I just want to reiterate, our township has been working towards renewables, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, Counselor, but are we close to that 35% or plus potentially?
Yeah, pretty close to
35%. So we already do.
That we haven't done it.
Right.
Well, I'm not saying that you haven't done anything.
So
I'm just like, all that kind of stuff.
I just wanted to be very clear that, you know, maybe we didn't advertise it enough. Maybe we didn't publicize it enough to say that the township has made movement towards that, and we are now at least 35%. It could be plus 35% renewable.
But that's not the question on the table right now. The question on the table is,
we have to make sure that we're going to do the right thing.
I understand that, but I'm saying, how long have you had to go over all this? You're saying 6 months?
At least.
At least. So I mean, you know, it's you got to set a time limit. You don't want the thing to evaporate because of the time frame. So do you have another? You should be able to set this meeting up on the 27th. Do you all agree?
Until it was certified, the town. I think Junior Romero proposed some documentation to the council prior to that. Until it was certified, it wasn't officially submitted by the clerk to the council. So I wouldn't argue that they had awareness of this exact ordinance for months. And the thing is, they're not allowed to make substantive changes to the ordinance. So if there are minor tweaks that they want to make, it's either a yes or no, and that's where they need to do further due diligence.
I think that's where the concern is, because if this ordinance was certified, correct me if I'm wrong, you were saying on the 7th?
Yes.
Okay, so today is what date?
13.
Okay, so that is how many days? Six
days.
I can't change one word to that ordinance. I kind of think if that's a state law, it's a state law. I mean, mm-hmm. there's inherently something wrong with that. Because in 6 days, I cannot vote on an ordinance that I don't know the magnitude of it.
Remember, you got to watch about, what is it, the, you can't...
The perfect is the...
Yeah, you can't not do good for the sake of something being perfect. Also.
We're all on
yeah.
the same
page. Yeah, I know, but I'm just,
no,
I'm just saying...
Yeah, no, we're not.
Move this up a little bit. So, yeah, because I mean, if you've had 6 months to think about this, you should have done due diligence already. So I'm just saying you should try to self-impose a limit, because you can sit there and debate this for the next 5 years. You know, you got to say, okay, we have to have our information by X. Just like when you go to school, you have to get a paper done. You can sit there and investigate, but you have to get that final exam in, you know, you got to get that paper in. So I think you should impose some kind of a limit to sort of move this along.
Thank you.
So I really wasn't going to come back here, but that last discussion just, I'm with Ann. I'm just disappointed because I saw most of you nodding your heads and agreeing with the issue and talking about how we can all do this. And you all live here, you want to breathe clean air, and you want your families and your kids to have a healthy community. So lead. This was, Junior brought the exact ordinance that you're looking at now to you 6 months ago. We stood 2 feet away from you at the town fair right here collecting signatures. At any point, any of you could have come over and said, hey, what's that about? And asked some questions. You're all really smart people. I hope you would be able to look up some information by yourself online and do your due diligence before the ordinance gets submitted. You knew it was coming. Junior has been here. People have been here. Ann has been here. Folks have been here for the last 6 months or longer talking to you about this. If you wanted to draft an ordinance, Councilwoman Cahill, you could have done that and you could have written it yourself. And we would already be involved in a community solar program. So to say that you didn't know that this ordinance was coming or that you don't like the language in it and you can't possibly be expected to vote on something that you just saw is really not accurate and somewhat disingenuous. I don't think that's really how you operate, and I'm surprised at the council members who are sort of not going along, not voting on this, but clearly you were all told or you all decided you were going to say the same thing. It's a little strange that all of you are saying do your due diligence when you know that this was coming. We expect you to lead. That is why you were elected. You have a responsibility to the community to make a decision and to do something, and not dither is really the only word I can't come up with a better word. You're twiddling your thumbs when our community is at risk for health and safety. You have a responsibility to act. There is no reason why all of you can't come back here on the 27th and commit to folks here and who are watching at home that you're gonna do your due diligence and you're gonna make a decision. The only reason not to do that is a lack of leadership and cowardice, really, to stand up for yourselves and do what you believe in, which is just very disappointing because I think highly of some of you and I think you're better than that. You could have had a green commission, you could have had a hearing, you could have had people come and talk to you about it. At any point, you could have done anything. But instead, you're sitting here and hiding behind doing your due diligence that you could have done at any point. So do it now. Do it tonight. Go home, do it tonight. Come back tomorrow. No, you don't have to wait till the 27th. You can do it right now. You can adjourn. You could spend an hour. You could talk to Junior. You could call Mayor Cahill in New Brunswick. Get some information and make some choices. But don't sit here and tell us that you can't make a decision in 2 weeks. Why would people vote for you if you can't make a decision on their behalf?
I have a quick question. You said 35. Piscataway is at 35%. You meant...
Excuse me, sir. You already spoke. You can't speak.
I just have a question.
Yes.
I don't know what you're going to ask.
Yeah.
Council. Right. So, Councilman Cahill, when you say the township is at 35% renewable, are you referring to all the residences and businesses of the township?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just wanted that clarification.
Nuclear power.
Yeah. Thank you. Good.
Anyone else? close the public portion. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
No.
Have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.